Hey, this is Adam Richman from Food Network UK, and you are feasting your ears on the Hotspur podcast. Come on, you Spurs.
Welcome to a brand new Hotspurs podcast. It is Wednesday, the 11th of May, 2016. I'm Steve, and we've got Colin here. How are you doing, Cole?
I'm not good.
No.
I'm not good at all.
All right.
Yeah, not happy. Me neither.
Me neither. I'm going to might have a little rant coming up later on in the episode. I've got three or four lined up. So we'll talk about it. So first of all, final home game of the season. Southampton. Thoughts?
I hate being downbeat, Steve, because obviously we've had a fantastic season and we really have, but I was absolutely devastated after that game. So it was, and I know I will talk about this Arsenal situation, which Pochettino's come out and said as well, but for me, and I'm sure a lot of people listen to this show and most Spurs fans, I want to finish second. I want to finish above Arsenal. And to me, yes, Southampton have been on a great run. They're a good side. It was always going to be a tough game. But that was the opportunity for the boys to go out, do the business at home, last game of the season, last game at a full White Hart Lane, and really just give us something to, to cheer and be delighted about. And I was just devastated, Steve. They obviously started quite well. I think the first 20 minutes or so, we looked up for it But after that it just seemed just to be going through the motions, and there didn't seem to be any fight, any fire left in them. And it was just really, really disappointing. Ruined my whole weekend, mate, to be honest with you. And just really, really annoyed. And then had to sit and hope that Man City got a result and cheered there a couple of goals. And then Arsenal scored again and then felt rubbish again. And just felt that pressure of Newcastle coming up this Sunday, because I just so want... We so deserve to finish second place this year. We really do. And, if they pip us to the post, it's the bragging rights. And obviously it gives them the opportunity to say, oh, we were rubbish this year and we still finished above you. And you have had your best season you have ever had. So all those emotions come through the head. And it feels to me like we've got a cup final again coming up this weekend. What about yourself? What was it like there at the ground?
Absolutely fantastic. Loads and loads of people all wearing all their Spurs gear. And at this time, as I say, you get there early. So, you're looking at an hour and a half before kickoff. Anyway, so we get in the ground. Beautiful day. People starting to fill up. I'm wearing the Hot Spurs podcast polo shirt. Not one person comes up to me, so cheers for that. Getting our seat about an hour.
That's because I wasn't there, Steve.
Yeah, about an hour before kickoff, there was like, it can't be Colin. Look at his face. So anyway, sitting in our chairs. My boy's absolutely, really thrilled. He goes every game, but he loves going. Gradually, people come, say hello, and So we was there a good hour before. So all the build-up, it's so exciting. It's like being at a cup final, like you say, This was the big one. Southampton fans, terrific, no beef with them, until the game started, and I'll talk about that in a sec. But it was brilliant. It was just like an atmosphere. Now, after about 2 or 3 minutes into the game, I turned around to the bloke behind me and I said, have you ever heard anything like this before? And he just said, no. Not at Wembley, not ever, not anywhere. And he's a little bit older than me. Just never heard anything like it. The only thing I can compare it to is the 5-1 Arsenal in the last 5 minutes when we were really singing. But I think it was even louder than that, Cole. It was absolutely the loudest I've ever heard the Spurs crowd. I couldn't hear a thing. I couldn't hear anybody talking around me. It was just so, so loud. Then, the game gets going and what have you. And, we go 1-0 up. Fantastic, sunny, nice little goal. Took it really well, I thought, and generally played much better than he has, since the start of the season when he looked pretty good and then he didn't look very good. So much, much better from him. Going on to the Southampton fans, the delight on their faces when they scored and the whole... 1-0, and you goofed it up. With reference to the Chelsea game, which they were singing about as well, and a lot of their fans were doing like this 2-2, holding up like that, on both fingers, 2-2. So it's just amazing how many Chelsea fans have become. How many fans Chelsea have got all of a sudden. How delighted everybody is with Chelsea beating us 2-2. Or is it, I suppose, it's a Leicester thing. But it was just amazing that all the Southampton fans, rather than cheering on their own team, for a lot of the first half, they were doing 2-2 to the Spurs fans. And I thought, what an amazing way that this whole anti-Spurs culture has built up with just about everybody. Anyway, back to the game. So it's sunny, it's beautiful. Second half, we've been here before, not playing that great, but, and then they score. And it just sucked the whole atmosphere out of the ground. My boy didn't want to stay. I didn't want to stay. And in the end, we just left because we weren't going to get a goal. We were going nowhere. Chadley maybe should have scored at the end. And we don't ever go. We always stay. But as soon as the ref blew the final whistle, I just wasn't interested, Cole. I was like, right, okay. That's the final whistle. We've blown it. And what I mean by that is that we go to Newcastle now, Cole. I'm not going. I'm not going to be there. No, I spend fortunes on two season tickets every year, all right? And I've done so since 1991. And I want my moment at White Hart Lane. Now, we didn't have it when we qualified for the Champions League last time because that was at Man City. We had a couple of... We have good results here and there, Cole. We have semi-final results against Arsenal, or we have other little cup results here or there. But I don't think I've ever been in White Hart Lane actually at the final whistle, leaping up and down, going, "Yes, we've achieved our goal," or something. So I still didn't have my moment, and I was absolutely gutted about it. Yeah. If we go to Newcastle now, Cole, what happens? We win the game, we draw the game, whatever it is, we qualify. Oh, great! Like I said last week, dance around the front room for 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and then that's it. Not even that, 5 minutes. And you're like, okay, brilliant. And then you've got the whole summer, which is lovely. But I want my moment at White Hart Lane, surrounded by my Spurs family, all the Spurs fans, all jumping up and down. And the final nail in the coffin, Cole, was watching West Ham. Because West Ham had their moment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right, whatever has happened in their season, they've had a decent season. Right, they're 2-1 down, and do you know what I thought? They're having exactly the same as what we had. They want their party, they want their moment, and they're not going to have it. And I started chuckling to myself, not that I'm that bothered about them. And then they won. And I was like, wait there, why didn't we get our win? Why didn't we get our result? Why does it never happen with us, Cole? And there you go, there's my first rant of the evening.
Look, I know what you're saying, and I think a lot of people have got it. I know there was a lot of stuff on social media about, we need to catch ourselves on, all of us, and not worry about this. And, we've had a fantastic... Yes, but you're right, that they are the moments that we all want. I was sitting in the house, obviously, and just praying that we got that result. Even when it was 2-1, I actually wasn't even interested in it going to one each. In hindsight now, it would have given us second place, but it still was the dampener. And...
Cole, I'm not being rude here to you or to Jason or other fans from all over the world or fans who can't get to Spurs. If we beat Newcastle next week, it will be a similar emotion for you guys because you watch games at home and so it will be just exactly the same. It might even be better because it's the final game of the season. The tension's on, and it's like, this is it. This is our last chance. For me... I'll be like, well, this is great, but wait there. I've paid thousands of pounds every year for season tickets, and I still haven't had a moment.
You want to see it in the flesh. I know what you mean, but I think that's why we're all got it, Steve. It was one of those. I knew it was going to be a tough game, but it was just such a letdown. It really was, and obviously with no Dembele, no Dele Alli, and it shows what a massive two players they are for our team. But I think it also showed slight failings maybe in our squad. We've sort of discussed over the past month or so about, where do we maybe need to improve and who we need to bring in. And we've sort of talked about, well, actually, we maybe don't really need anybody. But I think it's starting to show, you know, and hopefully Pochettino will have it sorted coming into the summer, that we need to add 2-3 really strong players to this squad if we want to take it to the next level. Now, I'll give you an example there tonight, watching Sunderland, and obviously Newcastle are relegated now. Jermaine Defoe. Now, if we had said it, and I probably wouldn't have said it 2 months ago, but that guy scored, I think it's 16 or 17 goals for Sunderland this season. And I watched him tonight, and he was brilliant. And he looked like the Defoe from 4 or 5 years ago.
Just about thrown him white, hasn't he?
Yeah, and I just went, you imagine if we had had that guy in our squad this year? I would say Defoe would have pipped in with at least 10 goals, probably for us, because he probably would have lacked game time, you know, compared to what he's got at Sunderland. Like, those 10 goals were possibly going to win us the league this year. But look, it's very, very easy to say it. You know, it's all in hindsight now. But, you know, it shows us that we need to go and strengthen and improve the squad, especially, I think, in that centre midfield area, and maybe even a creative player. And we need someone else. Like, I thought Harry Kane had one of his worst games for us on Sunday. He'd done nothing.
He was desperate. And in the last minute, he had a shot, and it was a desperate attempt.
Yeah. It was. And look, I don't want this podcast to sound like a real downbeat pod and as if we've went back to 2 years ago, real anti sort of feelings about Spurs, because look, we're over the moon. We're finishing second or third. We're automatic qualification, but don't need to worry about getting the likes of young boys like we did before, you know. So look, we would have bet any of us listening to this show or any Spurs fan in the world would have bet their arm off to finish third in the league. But it comes down now, Steve, and we'll discuss it with what Pochettino said. I totally disagree with what I know where he's coming from, saying that we need to change our mentality and stop worrying about the likes of Arsenal's and Chelsea's and these teams, you know, to become that big club ourselves. And he's right. But look, it's a massive thing, Steve, for the supporters. And I would say if you got the 36,000 people that were there on Sunday and were able to stop every one of them walking out of that ground and ask them the question, I would say 99% of them were gutted because they want to finish above Arsenal. They really do, just to top off this fantastic season that we've had. And what's your feelings on what he said?
Right, well, let's clear this up first of all. Mm-hmm. I was in the car on the way home, and I was listening to TalkSport, and they said, and here's Pochettino with his thoughts. And Pochettino started talking about disappointment of the game, and he said about certain things. I can't remember exactly what he said. He didn't mention Arsenal at all, didn't say a thing. The interviewer then said, are you trying to say that you want people to, Spurs, to stop being so obsessed with Arsenal? Mm-hmm. And then there was a brief pause, and Pochettino went, no, I'm not saying that at all. What I think we need to do is concentrate on ourselves and not worry too much about our neighbours down the road, and da da da. And he went on da da da. And then I picked up, when I got home, lots of tweets saying that Pochettino says we should not be obsessed with Arsenal. And I thought to myself, no, he didn't even mention Arsenal. It was the reporter who said about that, and he asked Pochettino the question about Arsenal, and he just answered like, well, what? As if to say, well, why have you asked me that? I didn't even mention Arsenal. But okay, yeah, we're not worried about that. We want to worry about ourselves. And I thought, wait there, he must have made another interview where he did mention Arsenal and did bring up Arsenal. So I watched it again on BBC, a different interviewer, exactly the same thing. The interviewer said, are you obsessed with Arsenal? Then they come back to the people in the studio. Should Spurs stop being so obsessed with Arsenal? And they all discussed it. Pochettino never brought it up, Cole. It was the reporters that brought it up. Right, there's so much to say about this. I'll tell you what we'll do, Cole. Let's go back over the last 10 years. All right, let's not worry about Arsenal. Okay, our goal has been to finish top four. Yeah, Cole.
Yeah.
All right. So in order to finish top four, okay, we've got to beat the team in fourth. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's not worry about Arsenal. Let's just beat that team who's been in fourth over the last 10 years. Okay. Cole, who's that team who's been in fourth that we've got to beat to get into fourth over the last 10 years?
Yeah. Arsenal.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, so now we've got a problem because we're not allowed to talk about Arsenal or be obsessed with Arsenal. We want to get into the top four, but Arsenal are fourth in the league. So how on earth are we going to do that, right? Secondly, every city in the world, whatever the sport is, has rival teams. Okay, there's not one city, as far as I know, where the two most local teams don't hate each other's guts. You know, to Inter Milan. Do people go to Inter Milan and say, oh, you should stop being so obsessed with AC Milan? I don't think so. You know, do they say to, whoever else, you know what, Celtic, don't be so obsessed with Rangers. You shouldn't worry about them. No, we seem to be the only rivalry, a close rivalry, where the teams are so close together in North London, where people are telling us we shouldn't be so obsessed with each other. It's just absolutely crazy. The fact that we're so close to each other, we have been for the last 10 years. The points difference have been very, very similar. The football matches are some of the most closest football matches. It's always 1-0s and 2-1s and, you know, there's been a couple of anomalies like the 5-1 FA Cup or couple of 5-2s when we got Adebayor sent off. It's a very, very close rivalry. The other thing, of course, is that nobody said was, wait there, what about Arsenal fans? Why should they stop banging on about Tottenham? Because as we always say, Cole, as I always say to you, I listen to the Arsenal podcast, so you don't have to. They always have, after about 5 or 6 minutes, somebody brings up Tottenham and they discuss Tottenham for a good 10 to 15 minutes. And they do it in a smarmy way, they do it in a smirky way, but it's all about Tottenham. And they know all the players, and they know them inside and out. They watch all the Spurs games. And, sorry, one final example. Today, I walked past a football fan, who I don't know that well, just at work, and he goes, Leicester beat you. And I went, you're not a Leicester, you know, we're in Southend. I said, who do you support? He went, Arsenal. And I went, wow, really? He went, yep. And all smirky. And I went, you're really smirky there. You really think that, you know, you should be saying that about Leicester? Yep. And I was like, what about, you know, second, third and all that sort of business? Don't matter. Leicester beat. And I'm like, wow, unbelievable. Know. But according to the media, according to, Pochettino, although I don't think he meant it in this way. I think he's just responding to a reporter. But the worst thing, Cole, is Spurs fans. Spurs fans who say we shouldn't be so obsessed with Arsenal. Well, you know, you can support Spurs how you want. And I know, again, Jason isn't bothered about Arsenal. He tweets me all the time and says, why are you so obsessed with Arsenal? Why are you bothered about Arsenal? Andrew MacGyver, I think it is, always says to me, stop mentioning Arsenal. Don't worry about Arsenal. Look, we are the nearest rivals in points, in location, and also in we have to respond to what they say to us. Right? Jack Wilshere, they win the FA Cup. Jack Wilshere, two years running, stands on the open top bus, and the first thing that comes out of his mouth is to get the Arsenal fans to chant about how much they hate Tottenham. Yeah. So, wait there, what do we say? So, next week, here's a little one for you, Cole. All those people that say, don't talk about Arsenal, don't even think about them, right? If we finish second, they're third, when you meet an Arsenal fan, I don't think you're allowed to say, ha-ha, we finished second or third. I think you just got to just go, oh, Arsenal. Oh, very interesting. And if whatever they say back to us, Tottenham this, Tottenham that, you just go, And because you can't respond, can you? You're not allowed to. Because we're not allowed to be obsessed with Arsenal. We've been told, don't talk about Arsenal. Don't be obsessed with Arsenal.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, the facts are there. What else are you supposed to do?
I know. Look.
Rant number two.
Rant number two. I'm not going to get a word in tonight, Steve, with all these rants.
I'll let you
so talk. I don't know. Look, I want to finish above Arsenal, Steve. One thing, we need to stop. We don't want to talk about Arsenal much more now. But, look, it's a massive thing. And I have people, like you say, I think I said it last week as well, you know, Liverpool, United fans. I've even an Arsenal guy that I know, as you said, come into my shop and laughed at me.
Mm.
And I looked at him as well and I went, are you having a laugh? Do you know what I mean? It was like, you know, mate, yous were top of the league at the beginning of the new year, and you know, yous are such this massive club that yous actually should have won the league.
Yeah.
Don't come laughing at me. You know, we were the only team that were able to actually chase this Leicester team. You know, but look, it is frustrating, but I don't want to go on about them all night.
Yeah.
So don't. But
no,
look,
we don't, you know, Cole. We have a little talk about them once a week, probably when we do our show, and then we move on.
Yeah, definitely.
That's all
but
it
look,
is.
Go on to Sunday now. You know, to talk about that, because there's not much more we can really say about the Southampton game. One thing I will say, impressed with Shane Long. What did you think of Shane Long live?
Terrific.
Yeah, good player. Wayama as well, who actually, I know Pochettino was interested in. I sort of wasn't that keen on him actually in games I'd seen, but he really, again, impressed me there. But, you know, we're moving on to Sunday. Big results tonight. Sunderland have just beat Everton 3-0. That Everton team, I watched that and just went, like, we didn't beat that team again. And, like, see Morales, does that guy only ever play against Spurs?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it just me thinks this way?
I think, Cole, you look at it and you go, right, a team like Everton, you know, they're mid-table. They're like the Spurs of 20 to 10 years ago, you know, mid-table. All right, a couple of decent runs in cups. But really, you know, a lot of name players. A couple of outstanding players who are going to move on in the summer, Lukaku, for example. These are the teams you want to be playing. You know, in a way, Southampton's a team you want to be playing. Although, you know, they are still pushing for Europa,
I suppose. There's another point, sorry, I was going to bring up earlier about Southampton. Did you watch Southampton away at Leicester? On that Sunday about 4 or 5 weeks ago.
Was it 1-0? Like,
yeah, I think it was 1 or 2-0 to Leicester.
Yeah.
Southampton were terrible.
Yeah.
They didn't even, I think they created one opportunity.
Well they were quite good against us, but we had twice as many chances still, Cole.
Yeah, but we just never looked like we were gonna score. Yeah.
I mean, on the individual performances, Lloris, you know, we know he's a very good goalkeeper. You know, he's not got as much presence as maybe a captain should have, but if he leads by example, fine. Walker, I don't know where he was going. Walker had one of his performances where, I mean, at one point, if you just watch Match of the Day, he lays it off and then he runs up into the centre forward position. And you're like, where are you going, Walker? You know, at least if you're going to go forward, go out wide where you're most effective. I mean, he got a bang on the head, did he? I don't know, but he was
absolutely the first goal. Yeah.
So erratic in his wherever he was going. You know, Rose was fine.
Yeah, I thought Toby looked a bit.
Toby didn't look
the worst game I've seen him play.
Tongan looked terrible.
Yeah,
I think if you know what, Cole, if there was 5 or 6 games left, then I would probably bring Wimmer back. And I'd say, Wimmer hasn't let us down all season. Vertonghen, you know, you come back, you've been all right, but you know, it's a bit shaky back there.
Did you see the article on Twitter? Someone had put up, and I don't know whether it's true, but it's meant to be that Jan has in his contract that when he's fit, he plays. Hmm. Now, I've never heard of that before. I don't know whether it's true, and people are sort of saying this is why, when obviously he came back, the Wimmer was straight out of the team. I don't know if that's true or not, you know, but it could be.
I would have done the same thing, but the thing is, if you know, it's been a bit shaky, and I don't think we'll do it in the last game, but you know, it looked out of sorts. Mm-hmm. And Dyer played more like Huddleston than he has done all season. You know, he's been brilliant all season, up and down the pitch, everywhere he's gone. He actually played like Huddleston, just stayed in the centre circle. It's almost as if he was, you know, taking the plaudits sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mason just looked out of sorts. I put him back in the side to prove himself, to prove to everybody that he's a decent player, kind of like Son's done. But he from the moment he got, every time he got the ball in the first half an hour, he was kicking it out of play and it was going haywire, and you know, he just didn't get himself into the game. Lamella looked our best player, I have to say. Why he's taken a free kick with 10 minutes to go, When it's 10 minutes to go in the most important game of the season to finish second, Ericsson's our free kick taker and Lamella strikes the ball. you know, and it went nowhere near the goal, really.
Yeah.
So that was a bit of a weird one for me. You know, Eriksen should be saying, no, wait there, I'm the free kick taker, 10 minutes to go, at home, 2-1 down, I'm taking this. So yeah, that was a worry. And like you say, Kane wasn't good. He was desperate against Chelsea in the second half, I thought, and he was desperate again there. You know, I think he's trying to take on too much. And then you're like, Kane, get yourself in the box. Yeah. You know, get yourself in the box.
Just a wee bit of overtran maybe there from him as well.
He's trying to, 10 minutes later, he's going out to the left, going out to the right. He's like going, I'm the big man in this team. I'm the responsible one. Yeah, get yourself in the box, mate. That's where we need you so that we can get it to you in there.
All round disappointing, Steve, on the day. You know, from all
brilliantly,
angles.
Or they all play not. Of colour.
I know. So but here, what's your feelings now? That's where I was going. Obviously, Sunderland have won tonight. Newcastle are gone. They're relegated. Norwich are gone as well. What way does this? Is it a good thing for us getting into Sunday, or is it actually a worse thing? But I think it's a good thing. Yeah. I think it's a good thing because I do believe, I think there'll be a lot of maybe protests from the Newcastle fans. Yes. Maybe a lot of them will turn up, you know. But then again, it could be one of those games where Newcastle players have a bit of freedom and go, look, we better go out and show this home crowd that, you know, that actually means something. Well, are we going to turn up just looking like we did last week, or are we going to have fire in our bellies to finish the second place off?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, if they're going to go out and just go, let's enjoy ourselves, then hopefully, you know, they will. And, you know, we can exploit that, because one thing about Southampton was they defended on the edge of their penalty box.
Yeah.
And they do that, obviously we can't get in behind, especially if Walker's going into the middle every time. And Rose, by the way, did actually go into the middle quite a lot instead of just whipping the ball in. So, you know, if Newcastle want to push on and enjoy their last home game, we hopefully will exploit that. You know, I think it's probably better that they're not playing something, because I think Benitez would have said, let's get 10 men behind the ball and then try and hit them on the break, which,
yeah,
you know, it's very difficult for us, because I still don't think we've managed to work out how to crack that. To do that, you know, and it comes down to a lot of the fact that we haven't got those options on the bench. You know, going back to Christmas, we said we think Sonny and Chadley have got enough. Well, I did anyway. You know, I don't want to bring in other players, because that means that those guys won't get a game. But unfortunately, I mean, Pochettino, one of the criticisms of him is he makes substitutions way too late. You know, a lot of these guys are coming on with 10 minutes to go. Sorry, you can't do anything. Yeah. You know, I think he needs to make those decisions a lot earlier. You know, make those substitutions. Although it is difficult because the starting 11 are good players, and you don't really keep bringing off Lamella and Eriksen and people like that.
Yeah.
You go, what are you bringing them off for? Because they're good.
What's your gut feeling on Sunday? And I take it has to be a live game, doesn't it? They're obviously going to show Man City and United now, because that's the only thing left to play for.
My fear is that they'll show Leicester. And then they'll just go, well, let's show Leicester, because everyone wants to see Leicester. And no thanks. No.
I think sometimes they've shown three or four games, haven't they?
They're showing three. There's no game on BT Sport. They're showing three on Sky.
Right, well, look, it's definitely City game, definitely United game for the top four finish.
Yeah.
And I think they'll show Spurs Newcastle.
Well, they should do, because it means, you know, quite a lot.
Yeah, definitely I think they should. I think it's the only other thing, really. And Sky will probably pump it up this week, you know, about the Arsenal, you know, about Spurs-Arsenal sort of thing, you know. So I hope it is on live. My gut feeling is that I actually think we'll go and win this game.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do. I think Newcastle, look, they're a poor team.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, they're like a bit of a bogey team for us. I'm actually glad to see the back of them. You know, they're one of those teams where I'm sort of quite glad.
They do glad beating us, don't they?
Yeah, White Hart Lane there this year. And even though we've actually a very, very good record at St James's Park over the last two or three years, we've beat them quite comfortably. I'm quite confident that we'll go out. And I think in the background there's players there that know, I think they know the supporters are hurting, you know, from Sunday. And I'm sure it wasn't even a nice walk around the pitch for them. But like, say, I know you left, which I'm disappointed in you about.
Well, look, I've got a little boy.
I know you do. But look, I was delighted to see the crowd that stayed, you know, because that was one thing when I was watching him that went, please stay. And I think the crowd were fantastic that way, you know, and they still sign. Because, look, they have given us an absolute wonder season. They really have. Like, you run back to our first two or three episodes of this year, we weren't really thinking much was going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and we've had one of our best ones ever, you know. But look, I'm confident. I think the players will know that deep down they need to go out and give a performance for us, you know.
Yeah. Well, I'll desperate to finish second, obviously. And if we finish third, it's going to be a massive anticlimax. But, you know, a month down the line, not even that, you go, well, you know, fantastic.
Champions League draw. We'll all be looking forward to it.
Yeah.
To finish off, I wouldn't mind just chatting quickly about maybe a couple, because if we're maybe looking at where the squad needs strengthened.
Yeah. I'm going to do that. So, yeah. I'm going to tie it in with a couple of tweets here.
Okay.
Why do we do this to ourselves? It should be less stressful. Anthony Silva, we've talked about that. Is Pochettino right? Do Spurs need to forget and obsess about the goons? As I said, he was answering a question rather than bringing it up himself. Spurs Merry Man, if we could replay one game this season to undo a wrong, which would it be? He says West Ham away. I think Southampton, because you know that was our last game of the season. That was our big celebration.
And I agree.
Although we loved beating West Man City and all those things, you know that you only go so far in your celebrating because you think, oh, I've got another game next week. This was the game. This was the game to win.
Or the other one you'd maybe turn around is 2-1 up against Arsenal.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Against 10 men, you know.
Yeah. Bryce Edie, considering we're heading to Champions League, which players should be departing? So this is all about ins and outs.
Yeah.
This one. Just before we do that, Carl, which we will definitely hit on, Wembley versus White Hart Lane for the Champions League games. I have it on very good authority that we will be playing at Wembley, and also that our Capital Cup games and our FA Cup games will be at Milton Keynes. That is from a source that has told me that. So that's it. I mean, for you, Cole, once again, you know, I'm not being horrible, but you live in Northern Ireland. You won't be getting... You know, it won't be
getting there.
So, thoughts on that? Wembley or White Hart Lane? Where would you rather it be? Or don't you have a preference or what?
I want it to be at White Hart Lane. So, okay. I really do, mainly because it's our ground. I think the compact...
You won't get a ticket, Cole. You'll get a ticket for Wembley if you want
to. Yeah, well, that's true, because I will be coming over.
Won't be able to go to White Hart Lane. So, would you rather it be at Wembley or...?
Well, if I'm going to be selfish about it, yes, so I can get a ticket, but no, I wanted to be at White Hart Lane, you know, because I actually think it's better for us at White Hart Lane.
Go on, why?
You know, more just because of the atmosphere and the tight ground and the crowd.
You don't think that we'd be able to create a good atmosphere at Wembley?
Yeah, we will, but, you know, we want to play Barcelona, don't we, at White Hart Lane, but then we aren't going to have our North Stand, you know, so what is our capacity going to be?
I can't see the fuss, Cole, honestly. I think it'll be fantastic having thousands more fans all at Wembley, walking up Wembley Way. It'll be absolutely brilliant.
Going to
White Hart Lane, as I've said, especially for a midweek game, you've got to fight the North Circular for a start, which I can't stand. Then you've got to get there all early. You've got to get to the game. You know, it's not the most pleasant of it. Wembley's horrible as well, by the way. You know, it will just be absolutely fantastic. And all this, White Hart Lane's so intimidating. Is it? Sorry.
Yeah, I know.
I keep hearing this over and over again on all the other podcasts. You know, the intimidation of the Spurs and the White Hart Lane.
Yeah.
I think that's total rubbish. I don't think Tottenham is intimidating as well. And again, I'm not having to go at the fans. I just think that I don't think any football player goes, oh, it's not like going to Galatasaray, you know, welcome to hell.
I think it's probably more to do with us all, you know, obviously Champions League, with obviously White Hart Lane isn't going to be there for much longer, you know, with the new stadium. So,
well, that's fair enough.
You know, I think that's the point where people are coming from.
I don't get the intimidation thing. Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting to see, because if we can here's a good test of it, is it Wembley? Let's get 60,000-65,000 people there.
Oh, I'm sure
because
we can.
Because we're going to have to get 61,000 for the new stadium. So
yeah.
You'd like to think we can get at least 60,000-65,000 there.
Yeah.
For Wembley, and that will make an atmosphere, certainly will.
And then can we get 10,000 to Milton Keynes Dons for the Capital One Cup? That's the question.
Definitely, we'll be there.
Right, talk about your ins and outs.
Okay, what do you want to start with? Outs?
Yeah.
Okay, I think Chadley has to go.
Right.
I'd definitely change Chadley.
Yeah.
I would possibly change Mason.
Yeah.
Even though I hate saying that.
Yeah.
There's Bentaleb and Mason. We raved about the two of them last year or the year before. Yeah. You know, Bentaleb just seems to be injury prone. He just isn't in there. I think there's another one could possibly go. I like Trippier. I like Davies. I'm quite happy with the fullbacks, you know, so I'm very happy there.
Would you
probably the two or three.
Would you, if a £30 million bid came in for Lamella, so we've covered our money, would you take that?
I think he's been outstanding for us this year, but for the kind of player that he should be, I don't think he gives us enough goals. He doesn't create enough goals. I'd take it.
I think he creates enough goals because his stats show that
I'm going to mention a player soon who's obviously in the papers, and I never thought of him. It's obviously Lallana's being talked about.
Mm.
I would take Lallana over Lamella tomorrow.
Okay. So I mean, he's been good since Klopp's got there. I'm not sure that Klopp would sell him.
Yeah, but he was excellent at Southampton as well. Mm. Look, we don't know because I think what I'm sort of hoping reading into it is that Klopp is possibly bringing in the likes of Royce and a few of his Dortmund guys. And, you know, they will, even if they don't win this Europa League and get Champions League, they will still attract big name players.
Oh, please, but please don't win the Europa League.
I know. Oh, I'm saying please don't win.
Because
if
they don't win the Europa League, they've not got anything. They've not got any. They won't even get to
Europa
next year, will they?
No.
And in my opinion, Cole, if they didn't have Europa League this year and all those games, they would have won a lot more games. Because when you watched it, I know they've won the occasional one, like Watford the other day, but some of the games have been dreadful.
Yeah, he actually said that himself the other night.
Yeah,
that's
interesting.
They sacrifice league games for the Europa.
I think they've got a good enough team to have actually got into the top four because with him and his passion and the way that they, you know, if he sees the game, the way they've played when they're up for it, like against us, I think they'd have got loads more points and I think they would have been probably Champions League. So, again, anti-Europa, we're not going to talk about
but
that
look,
tonight.
You're right, Lamella. He's been brilliant. And look, I backed Lamella from day one from he came, if you remember, for 2 years.
Yeah.
I said he's going to come good. He's been brilliant for us. But I want, again, I shouldn't mention the price. I want a player who's there to create goals and score goals week in, week out.
And that's
what he should be doing. Yeah. And he doesn't. He's brilliant defensively. But here, we said the same about Aaron Lennon. He's doing what Aaron Lennon done.
Hey, what about if we'd have brought on, in the last four or five games where we've not done so well, if instead of we're bringing on Son and Chadleys and people like that, if we're bringing on Andros Townsend with 20 minutes to go, if we're bringing on Aaron Lennon with 20 minutes to go.
Yeah, Jermaine Defoe
with 20 minutes to go.
Yeah.
Defoe went a few seasons ago, so, you know, but Poch got rid of Lennon and... You know, Lennon, he's been pretty good for Everton. And as I said the other week, you know, Townsend's been Newcastle's best player, as bad as they are. Hasn't done anything at Palace, so
I think, to be honest,
about that.
Yeah, I think Townsend's only really scored a free kick, to be honest with you.
No,
I don't think he's done all right. He's been okay. No. I think it's been average, but he'll probably score a hat-trick on Sunday.
Yeah.
But who do you think should go, Steve? You know, just I know this is all off the cuff.
I think we can upgrade in a lot of areas personally. I think we need another centre half to come in, and if we can get someone that's better,
you're not happy with the three?
No, I think I think we've got to look at it like. Do you remember when Chelsea? You'd look at Chelsea and you go, "Well, what a good side they are." And they'd go and buy another left back, and you think, well, wait there, you've got that brilliant left back. They get another one. And it's been, yeah, it could be, and after 10 games, you go, you know, he's absolutely right, because he is a little bit better than what we had, than what they had. So for Spurs, I think we've got to look at it and go, all right, we've got Walker and Rose. We're really happy with Walker and Rose. They were fantastic for the majority of season.
Yeah.
But is there a little left back and a right back somewhere in Germany, somewhere in Spain, or even in England, who, you know, is better? Yeah, is a little upgrade on him. It is, for example, I don't watch Nathaniel Clyne every week. I have no idea. Yeah. But if he's playing for England ahead of Walker in the World Cup, right, if Walker even goes to the World Cup, if he's playing ahead of him, well, why wouldn't we want him instead of Walker?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, right?
If Nathaniel Clyne wants to play Champions League next year or you know, and doesn't want to play for Liverpool or eighth, and he wants to come, as with a lot of these players these days, well, you go, all right, a little upgrade there. Keep Walker as backup, you know, and Trippier goes or whatever. But there's another one. After Sunday's performance, I'd want to drop Walker and bring Trippier in if it wasn't our last game of the season.
Yeah.
You know, and that makes no sense at all. So, but you know what I mean? You know, and if there's a little upgrade on Jan Vertonghen as well, because I think we've got old Toby Alderweireld, who's fantastic.
Yeah.
But again, is there a big Spanish colossal defender who plays for, I don't know, Deportivo La Coruña or something? Who's been awesome this season. Yeah, Fazio. But, you know, Fazio was bad, but Nuruddin Nabet was fantastic.
Yeah, true.
You know, look at West Ham, right? Mark Noble, who has been an average player. Have you watched him this season, Cole?
Yeah.
He's been brilliant.
I know.
Absolutely brilliant.
You know, passion.
And he loved West Ham to bits, and he'd never beat Tottenham. But you just go, listen, season, you know, we said it. You know, do people want Scott Parker at the time? He's been at Chelsea. He's been at West Ham. And we signed Scott Parker. And we're like, wait there, what are we doing? Signing these players from Chelsea, who ex-Chelsea as Arsenal. But actually came in fantastic for a season. You know, these are just examples.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Definitely a guy, definitely him. But somebody's, that Coyote, fantastic.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic.
Payet,
of course, but you know, would he come? We don't know. You've got to. I think you just go to all these top, you know, the top sides in the Premier League, and you go, right, who's your best player? Because we are in the position now where we can buy them, and we can go, you know, and you tap them up, like what happens with all football clubs all over the world. You put a little call into the agent, and you just say, just so that you know, Pochettino's interested. You know, Mark Noble, you know you've never had an England cap. You do realise that you play 3 months for Spurs and you get in the England side, because that's what happens with everybody.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But the likes of Payet, if you give that him as example, if Man United go and put a £30 million bid in for him, you're more than likely he'll go.
He will, yeah.
You know, so, you know, why not?
Why not?
He'd be a fantastic player for us. I really do. Lallana, I really like. I actually never thought of him. Really like the sound of him. I think it'd be, because he obviously knows the Poch way and things, and he would be a great sign. I don't think it'll happen. I can't see Klopp wanting to sell a player like that to Spurs, to one of his rivals.
A lot of these guys have only been at their club for a year.
And
it's not like they've been at their clubs for five or 6 years and then they're tired to move on. I mean, the big lad at the back for Southampton, the Dutch guy, was fantastic.
Yeah, Van Dijk.
But you know, he's only just gone there.
So
you wonder if he's
going. I think one of the main places where I would like to see now is that sort of defensive centre midfield role. You know, to cover your Dembele and your Dar, or to play alongside one of them.
Yeah.
You know, because I think it shows, and it's crazy to say it with Dembele, because last year Dembele was hardly even playing for us.
Yeah.
You know, but now we can see, and he's going to miss the first four games of next season as well.
So he's going to miss Man City at home. He's going to miss Man City away in the first game of the season.
Leicester home.
He's going to miss. He's going to miss Liverpool at home. When Arsenal have got.
And his fourth game will be Arsenal away.
Arsenal have got Bournemouth at home in their first game, and then Barnsley away or Burnley or whatever it is. We know the way these fixtures work. Yeah. Scudamore still in charge of all of the fixtures?
Yeah, I think it is.
Massive Arsenal fan.
Yeah. But I think, you know, it's a position. But look, I have faith in Pochettino, you know, that he'll get us the right players. One last thing, because we're probably over our time limit, Steve.
Yeah.
I don't want people shouting at you, you know, for going on too long.
It's okay. And by the way, if people don't like the show and people don't like our opinions, and Cole said a few things there quite, you know, out of order in my opinion, you know, it's a phone call between it's a phone call between two mates. And yes, you know, if you don't like it, if it's not for you, no problem. There's plenty of other Spurs podcasts to talk about. And by the way, the reason I tweet about and talk about other podcasts, none of them talk about us, not one of them. So, you know, who's doing the right thing here? Us or them?
Yeah. We love them all. We love them all.
We listen to them all.
Yeah,
listen
definitely.
To us. We listen definitely. To them all, and we promote them all.
Yeah.
And we wind them up.
No, I was going to say one last thing. Did you see the newspaper article of Pochettino walking out with Fergie?
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it? Because I only seen it, a glimpse of it earlier on there. I don't know. I'd seen someone say, no, that was from last year or whatever. What, do you know anything or heard anything?
No.
No.
Nothing
Should we be worried?
That sort of thing, I don't even give it a second thought, Cole.
Okay.
All transfer rumours, the Lallana thing, you've talked about it quite a lot. Do you realise I haven't really responded? It's because I all transfer rumours and all that sort of stuff, I just cannot respond to. I guarantee that story wasn't in The Sun, that the Lallana story. Was it in The Sun or was it The Mirror?
I think it was The Mirror.
Well, I'll tell you what, if it was The Sun, I'm sorry, and this I'll be completely wrong about this then, but I guarantee it's The Mirror, because, of course, in Liverpool, they buy The Mirror. They don't buy The Sun in.
Yeah, true.
So they won't sell any papers.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't buy The Sun.
All your Man United stories are in The Sun, because that's where they sell their papers.
Yeah.
You know, and it's all paper talk, and it all sells loads of papers. It will never stop because, the alley to Real Madrid, you'll get that. You'll get Kyle Walker to Liverpool. You'll get Dyer.
Swap deal for Klang.
Dyer. he'll be, you know, Mourinho's first signing at Everton. You'll have all sorts of stuff. And I just don't give it a second thought. I also don't give a second thought about players falling out of nightclubs or players going to visit their family in different far reaches of America or whatever. I can't do that, Cole. I just have to think about the players' performances on the pitch, and that's it.
I think as usual, it was just the media, you know, putting this picture out here of it. Which, you know, when I seen it, I sort of thought and was worried. But look, at the end of the day, there's going to be a lot of people listening to this that are worried about it.
Yeah,
and you know, I think personally, there's nothing in it. You know, I think Pochettino's a man of his word. I'm hoping. You know, he's given his word that he's signing. He is going to sign a new contract. I think when this comes out now in the paper, he probably just needs to go and do it now. You know, get it out there and say, yep, it's signed. I'm here for another 5 years. So, that's what I hope. Or maybe Fergie's coming to Spurs to help out.
Yeah, well, Cole, if he does go to Man United, if Pochettino leaves, it's not the end of the world. Don't everyone go too crazy.
Yeah, I'll
when
go
we
crazy.
Lost Bale, it was the end of the world. When we lost Modric, it was the end of the world. Berbatov, Carrick, all these guys. Oh, how are we ever going to replace them? Well, we've just had the best league season we've ever had without all those guys. So don't worry about it.
Yeah, but we need to keep them, keep this man. I think he will. I think it'll be fine.
We're not, you know, we'll get me and you in charge if he goes.
Right, result on Sunday. Come on, put you on the spot.
I think Newcastle will beat us 2-1.
I think Spurs will win 3-1.
And Arsenal will win 5-0. And then we'll all be going, how has that happened? And it'll be like, but it's more fodder for us to consider. Or you know, or with 3-1 result. But I think Newcastle will beat us. And it will be another one of those, wait there. We finish third and we'll be making all these, you know, and it's true. It'll be great because we finished third. But we didn't. We can't talk about it.
No, we need it. And here, I'll mention him at the end. I've mentioned a few times. Big Mark Nelson from over here sends me text messages panicking. And that big man is worried about Arsenal, big style. And look, I know how you feel, Mark. Steve knows how you feel.
Yeah.
Look, we're all praying this Sunday.
Yeah.
This is it. Let's go and do it. Finish above them and let's give them a bit of abuse. And let's have a massive positive show next week.
Yeah.
For the last one of the season.
No, we'll beat Newcastle. I was only joking.
Better be. 3-1. Chadley will score.
Chadley Mason
and
Winks.
Trippier.
Harry Winks.
Harry Winks.
let's talk about Clinton Enjite. No, we're not going to do that now.
Oh, no, no.
We're not going to do that now. All right, matey.
Okay, mate. Well, look, come on, you Spurs. We're in the Champions League. Got to be upbeat, but let's finish above the scum. Come on.
Please, please, please. Let's finish second. It'll be a great end of the season, even though I won't be there to celebrate it. All right. Come on, you Spurs.
Come on. I love you. Now, don't be sad. Don't be sad. Cause two out of three.